8:20 on Connect FM and your morning connection for a Friday. Just to keep things interesting, we're messing with the schedule a little bit here on your morning connection because we normally have our Tri-County Insider News Week in review at 8:35, but Bronson got a little bit pushy with me last night and said, hey, we got to do it earlier. But there's good reason for that, which Bronson will explain, I'm sure, in a little bit. How are you doing, Bronson?
Well, we're doing well. This is a bit early for me now for being in here during the day. Hope everyone's enjoying the new news format. It's been a little bit of a shakeup, a little different here.
Yeah, but pretty smooth here for the first week, and we will get in the groove, as they say. And part of our groove is presenting every Friday the Tri-County Insider News Week in Review, and leading it off are the top stories of the week. So what do we have, Bronson?
Our top story, we were debating yesterday which one it would be, ended up that it got overthrown last night, with our top story being a fatal motorcycle crash that happened near Luthersburg Wednesday afternoon. We originally reported that there was a fatal crash that had happened, and since then we learned more information. We've since learned that around 4:46 p.m., a Nissan Rogue, they were traveling eastbound on Carson Hill Road when they crossed into the westbound lane, striking a motorcycle. That crash killed both occupants of the motorcycle, 34-year-old Anthony Sones and 30-year-old Miranda Worthmuth. Police noted that both of them were not using any proper safety equipment. They said that Sones was wearing a helmet, but it wasn't properly attached. And with that, the driver of the Nissan, 55-year-old Bernadette Cobb of Brick, New Jersey, has been charged with careless driving, leading to an unintentional death. There were no other injuries reported, though, with this crash.
All right. Yeah, tragic accident there near Luthersburg. What do we have next? Probably the story we were thinking that might be the top story, but
some good news following that. And it has to do with our favorite, I guess, current principal and football coach in Brockway, Mr. Domlin, which will soon be, as of next year, superintendent. That is Benjamin Domlin. The Brockway School Board, they unanimously voted this week to appoint him as the next district superintendent. And that will happen between starting July 1st, 2027. And that's a 5-year contract, so that runs through June 30th of 2032.
All right. So congratulations to him. He'll go from principal to superintendent.
Some people might have even had him as a math teacher at some point.
Probably.
Might be there for all three steps.
And that was the big reason we were thinking it would come out as a top story. We might see it in our next category. But before we get to there, let's talk about what the third top story of the week would be.
This one came out last Friday, and it has to deal with the Dubois City Council. And that is as the city manager has clarified the rules with public comments during council meetings. It's become somewhat of a hot topic lately, as people think it might be something similar to a question and answer with council, where they just spout all these questions, hope to get answers right then and there. Well, with that, the city manager, Joe Fleming, told us that this is really a point for people to make their voice heard and for the council to be able to consider everything in the allotted time that people are allowed to speak during these meetings.
Sure.
So if they do have any questions, either they can say them during those allotted times and they'll get the council or manager will get back to them, or just talk to them after the meetings or anytime during the week if you can make it to the city building.
Right. And Mayor Abbott made some clarification to that as well when we had him here on Monday morning. So, all right, we can jump to that next category now, Bronson. It is what we call the most interacted with stories, as our listeners have an opportunity on social media and at our website and on other sources as well to interact, make comments, give a like signal, give a dislike signal, whatever the case may be.
Well, like you said, the previous stories, of course, all of them were heavily interacted with, but we try to find something else besides those for this category. So the next one would have been a Clearfield woman that was killed in a UTV crash, and that happened on Friday. According to police, a UTV traveled off of Kaiser Road in Penn Township and hit a tree, at which point Jacqueline Smith was reportedly thrown from the vehicle and unfortunately succumbed to her injuries. Troopers say that the driver, 45-year-old Levi Smith of Sidman, was operating the UTV while under the influence, and now he has been charged with homicide by vehicle while DUI, and authorities also say he was not hurt in that crash.
Okay, so that story grabbed a lot of attention. What would be a runner-up to that one?
Runner-up, I'm surprised to see this one got so much attention. But like it or not, we are heading into fall season.
Yes, we are.
Summer is just about done. And with that, Downtown Dubois is having their scarecrow contest returning.
Yeah.
You might have heard on The Morning Connection about a week ago, a little over that, with Shirley DeRouge in here. She was talking about that contest where organizations, businesses, even just members of the community get a light pole here in the downtown where they put up a scarecrow, at which point will be voted on by all of you out there in the community for which one was the best. And that winner will be decided and given the accolades, the trophy, during our Sunny 106 Halloween parade.
Yeah, which happens, of course, on Halloween, so Halloween evening. All right, great, Bronson. Well, we need to let you go. Of course, we you had to come in early today because you're going. Go ahead and tell them why.
Well, this has to do with my pick of the week, which is a story that came out today.
So it all ties in.
I know.
Perfectly.
Burlington is opening in Dubois today, and that is part of the reason why I can't be here at 8:35, as they are opening, cutting the ribbon at 8:45. And with that, sneak peek to everyone here joining us today. They're also going to be donating a, I believe, $5,000 check to Juniata Elementary School.
Oh, wonderful.
So that's happening at 8:45, but we have a story out right now about Burlington being open today.
All right. So they open their doors, and I'm sure a lot of people are going to check that out. And that is Bronson's choice, Bronson's pick of the top story of the week. Well, next Friday night, or next Friday morning.
We'll just delay it next time.
Well, we'll really mess up the schedule, right? How about we do this again next Friday and probably at our regular time of 8:35?
Sounds like a plan.
Thank you.